Talk, Remarks at Oakland, California. Oakland, California, March 20th, 1910. I have words to speak to the people. I dare not hold my peace. There are those who have not walked in the light as God is in the light. There are some in Oakland seeking familiar spirits to supply the place of the Holy Spirit which the Lord gives, and Satan is ready to meet them. There are evil spirits that come to their aid, and they accept these messengers of Satan's providing, and they give the credit to the Lord, when it is the evil working of the enemy of God to deceive them to their ruin. Oh, that these souls would repent and seek the love of Christ with their whole hearts, and have that repentance that needeth not to be repented of. This is a deception that is coming on many who have had the truth laid clearly before them. If they would come into line, the Lord would accept their repentance. But the stubbornness of the human heart will not accept the evidence God sends by the working of His Holy Spirit. Yet they accept false spirits. They even invite them and pray for them. And they will carry on a work, deceiving themselves and others, which is not ordained of God. This is the way Satan enters in to take possession of physicians especially, who will not receive the light from heaven but will accept falsehood for truth. They have chosen their own way and followed a path of their own choosing. The Lord has placed evidence before them again and again, but they will not receive the divine instruction of the word of the Lord. Our people need to walk carefully and prayerfully before the Lord. Let the light shine in every place, in the highways and in the byways. I read from light which has been given me, when plans are laid to erect buildings in one locality, give careful consideration to other places that are in just as great need of money for the erection of needed buildings. Souls are precious. Time is short. We cannot afford to make a mistake in the work now. Wickedness is greatly increasing. Iniquity has made rapid strides since the earthquake in San Francisco. Satan has made every effort to impress minds to consume means in creating inventions that are odd and singular, but which will benefit no soul. The result has been that much money has been worse than wasted to do a work that they consider to be a work of ingenuity. No benefit is to be derived from them, and the money spent upon them, which might have been spent in good works, is lost. Lives are endangered, and many are not only imperiled, but lost. Self-destruction is placed against the names of those who lose their lives in such pursuits. The Lord did not call upon them to run the risk of losing their lives in this manner. The world has gone crazy over the most strange exhibitions of doing the things the Lord has not asked them to do. Reports of these exhibitions are published in the papers as being wonderful performances. Then others will see what exhibitions they can, in their turn, make. Christ has purchased the world with His precious blood, and having given His life for them, they become His property. It is possible for every father and mother to give their life, purposes, and works to the service of Jesus Christ. Each child that is brought into the world is to be carefully instructed in the truth that they are bought with a price, even the life of the Lord Jesus Christ, that He shall not have died in vain for them. Satan, who was once a beautiful angel in the heavenly courts, became a fallen angel because he did not want to occupy a secondary place, but to be next to God. He would have the Lord Jesus become second to him, for his own glory was very precious in his own sight. He was jealous of Christ the Savior. Study the Word of God and see what this jealousy led to in the end. There is nothing to be gained by jealousies. Although in the beginning, Satan was an exalted angel of great glory in the heavenly courts, That glory became extinguished through his craving to be the highest one next to God. All ministers are to guard their own households. The great work begins with the individual self. A message is to be given to the world, and they, ministers, should exert a most wise and precious influence. Husbands and wives, remove from yourselves every phase of spirit that will create dissension. As your children come into the world, maintain love and carry out your work in the fear of God, instructing your children in true religious principles. Home religion is to be sacredly cherished. Fathers, husbands, respect your wives and children. Preserve the sacred principles of home religion. In order to do this, parents, the reformatory movement must begin with yourselves. Restrain yourselves from speaking one word that will not be helpful and that would not be expressed if you knew the Lord was in your home.
The principles of the law of God are to be stamped upon the retentive minds of your children. Obedience to the law of God is to be the choicest lesson to be given to your children. Parents, carrying out their own convictions in firm obedience, will convince their children of their duty to obey the law of God. Teach your children that the Bible is the guidebook to heaven, and educate them in the precious things God has expressed in the Scriptures. Parents are daily giving to their children an example either of obedience or disobedience to the law of God. By their own words and daily actions, they express either sacred obedience to a "Thus saith the Lord," or a disobedience to it. In their future life, the children will be what their parents have made them. Tradition or custom is not to be your rule. The Word of God is your guidebook. Let every family manifest their religion by a sanctified spirit in words and actions, thus showing that they sense the sacred responsibilities that rest upon them. Religion in the home, a life which shows respect and love for each other, should be the sacred lesson of every family. Then it may be expected that the same spirit, love for truth and holiness, will extend to the children. Do not let the matter stop here, but in kindness, speak words to your neighbors. The fruit of religious principles carried out in the home life means the saving grace of Christ in the home. All who work for the Master should have the Martha and the Mary attributes blended, a willingness to minister and a sincere love for the truth. The heavenly angels are round about you to aid you in every good effort. The Lord calls Christian women workers who are prudent, warm-hearted, tender and true. These can do a great work for the Master in representing true principles. How much Christ-like work women can do when they are truly converted. Novels should never be brought into the home, for a snare is laid in so doing. Let fathers and mothers work wisely in behalf of their children. We are ministers and people bearing the last message of warning to the world by our course of action. Time is short, much shorter than when many of us first believed. The great reformatory movement that must be made is so feeble that the world does not think that we believe all the solemn, sacred truths which we profess to believe, because our religious life does not express that we do. In our actions, we are not to demerit in any sense the sacred claims of the law of God. We are now under test and trial for a short period of time. Parents, I am charged by the Spirit of God to say to you that you are under sacred obligations to take up your neglected duties at home. Many are in positions of responsibility, acting as parents who do not understand their own decided neglect to take in the situation. If Christ should come today, a record of unfulfilled duties would meet them. Fathers and mothers who have neglected your lifelong religious responsibilities in the home life and in the association with relatives and friends, that your hearts be broken before God. A scene was presented before me in which ministers of the gospel, with their companions, were taken unawares, and the judgment was set, and the books were opened. The decision made was just. Depart from me. It was said, your example has been of a character to lead many souls away from true righteousness and godliness. You have been an excuse to many who do not receive the truth. You have been stumbling blocks. You have had every advantage to understand your duty, but you have not honored me in life or character. Heaven will not be the receiver of such. Depart. I awoke with a terrible burden, and that is why I now write. I never wish to speak of this matter again. I beseech every soul who has encouraged self-sufficiency in himself to change his course. I will say, it is not yet too late for you to change and become converted. If you receive this message, I shall not be sorry that I have written it.